The girls, I know, this is slow jump. You have to get to the level of the boys there. You know what I mean?
That is Christophe Kikulis. He's choreographing the dancers of the Atlantic City Ballet through the first part of In the Eye of the Storm. Here it depicts the carefree fun of beach life.
Beginning, they just come and enjoy the shore, so they're all happy, you know, and feel good. And then fear. We're using even flashlights, you know, they're in the dark, no electricity power.
When the dance abruptly changes into a hurricane, the lights black out and the dancers illuminate each other with flashlights, all the while maintaining their movements. That means being on point, that means pirouettes, and synchronized ensemble dancing.
The ballet basically is extremely technical, which really shows off our dancers.
Phyllis Papa is the founding director of the 31-year-old company.
So it goes from that happiness into the storm, the fear, and the recovery. You're going to see in the music that it's going to have a lot of changes.
Papa secured a $27,000 grant from the New Jersey Recovery Fund for this dance, In the Eye of the Storm. Over the summer, the ballet company created events which invited people to come on stage and share memories of Sandy. Papa then helped participants express what it felt like through movement. She says those movements became the building blocks of the ballet.
Some of the people, especially on the island, they were hit pretty bad. And a lot of people lost their homes. Our accountant lost her home, for example. So I think it is healing. And, you know, to help say, you know, we all went through it together, and look, we're out of it, and we're doing well. We're pulling together. Things are happening. And even art is coming out of it.
Kikulis trained as a ballet dancer in his native Latvia, but he's relatively new to choreography. He likes to mix modern dance gestures with classical movements.
This is only 45 minutes piece, but it feels like a good 2-hour piece. Yeah. They are tired after it.
And forward and reach. And everybody go.
A short version of the ballet will be performed at the Performing Arts Center in Newark on Tuesday. The full version will premiere in Atlantic City's Dante Hall this weekend.
And everybody up.
I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.